Your Daily Devo for September 3rd, 2022, titled The King of Kings, written by Jim Machuku, read by Matthew Teege. I fell at his feet, though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, "Do not be afraid." Revelation chapter 1, verse 17. The Kingdom of Eswatini, commonly known as Swaziland, is the last African country to have an absolute monarch. The reigning king, Mswati III, holds great influence and power over the tiny kingdom in southern Africa. His birthday is celebrated throughout the kingdom. The national football stadium is commonly reserved for this occasion, and many foreign dignitaries are invited to be part of the festivities. In such a monarchy, it is common for people to jockey for position to be close to the king, who is a symbol of power and affluence. People pay homage by bringing precious gifts and offerings to him. Praises fill the atmosphere as official singers render their poetic melodies addressing the king and the people gathered at these national events. By contrast, there is a King of Kings who is above every other earthly king, whose majestic presence is revered by the people of all nations. His everlasting kingdom, which cannot be shaken, represents righteousness and unparalleled power. His name is above all other names. He is the ultimate, uncreated creator. He is the very definition of life. Moreover, death has no power over him. He is the essence of love. He is eternal and dwells in unapproachable light. Yet he is the perfect model of an obedient, humble servant who embraces all humanity. He is Jesus, the Christ of God. Today's action step: worship the Lord and him alone.
This devotional is provided to you by Wesleyan Publishing House and is used by permission. All scripture is taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version. For more information on content use or copyright, visit www.wesleyan.org/WPH.